Welcome to the Personal Report, the Dental Practice Podcast. I'm your host, David Schwab. To learn more about me and the services I provide, please visit davidschwab.com. This is episode 2, The Power of a 15-Second Message. Did you know that a 15-second message can have great power and really help your practice? Well, it can, but first we have to define what is the message and how you should produce it. First of all, let's just use an analogy. Let's assume, just for the sake of discussion, that you've decided to advertise on the radio. But this is no regular radio advertisement. The way this is done is a little different. Instead of pre-recording your message and having the radio station play it at certain times, every time they want to run your message, they call you on the phone. They may get you, they may get one of your team members, but they call you, count it down, and ask you to say your message live on the radio. So they call whoever answers the phone. They say, all right, we'll count you down in 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you're live on the air. Now, some people are going to do a good job. They'll get your message out. Other people might be a little flustered and put on the spot. And still others might be able to give a good message, but not right away. It may take them a little while to get in gear. And in fact, by the time they get to the good message, the radio spot might be over. You would never do it that way because there's so much inconsistency. It would depend on who answered the phone, the message that they gave, whether they were smooth or whether they were hesitant. The way radio spots are done is that they are scripted and every word is scrutinized. Everything has to fit within a tight time frame. And then that message, once we're happy with it, is recorded so that every time it's played, there's your consistent message. Well, let's work on developing a consistent message that you can use in your office. Let's work on developing a message that's so good you can even use it outside of your office. Let me explain what I mean. If you come up with a really good 15-second message, then whenever a new patient calls and says, do you do this procedure, or tell me about your practice, or I'm trying to get some information, whoever answers the phone will know that particular 15-second message because it's written down, it's memorized, it's there for all. If it's a social situation, if you or your team are out socially and somebody says, oh yes, you're a dentist or you work in a dental office, well, tell me about your practice or what kind of a practice do you have? Is it a general practice? Whatever the question is, you're ready with your 15-second response. Now, if anyone, a new patient on the phone, someone you meet in a social situation, if anyone wants more information, that's terrific. We'll give them more information, but we've started with our great 15 seconds. Now, I'm going to give you an example. This is only an example, and for this purpose, it's actually for a general dental practice. So I'm going to give you this example with the caveat that yours may be completely different, but I just wanted to show you what you can fit in 15 seconds, okay? And I'm going to pause after it so you'll know I'm done with my 15-second message. It goes something like this. We provide a wide range of dental services, including cleanings, crowns, and bridges. We also offer dental implants, whitening, cosmetic dentistry, invisible braces, and more. Our goal is to keep our patients comfortable, and we are accepting new patients. That was the message. Took about 14 or 15 seconds to get it out. It's clear, it's concise, it talks about different procedures that we do, it talks about keeping patients comfortable, and of course it also says we are accepting new patients. Now yours may be different. You might say we have 2 locations, we have 3 doctors, you might have all sorts of different things you want to put in there, fewer procedures and more other information, but if it fits within about 15 seconds, you're doing a darn good job. You've got it. Now, having that is very, very valuable because it takes all the chance out of it. It takes the variables out of it. Someone calls, they hear the message. You talk to somebody outside the office, they hear the message. And then if they have additional questions, well, then whoever is talking to that person can go on and just say all sorts of other good things. But that core message is there. So to take advantage of the power of the 15-second message, you should write it, polish it, memorize it, use it. This is David Schwab. Visit me on the web at davidschwab.com. Thank you for listening to The Personal Report, the Dental Practice Podcast.